have to wrap up now, and I have to take your stock picks. Apparently, there's no break. So I'll start with you, Wayne.
I think I'm going to one of my favorites that I've given a while back. Buying South African government bonds on a 3-year view, you're getting a 10% return. You're getting 6-7% real return. You're taking Rand risk, so the Rand can weaken, but that is a Rand investment. The government will always pay you back in Rand, so the chances of default are very small. And that's the sort of return you would expect from equity 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
But it truly is cheap.
And yeah, and certainly not, definitely not in South Africa. There's nothing that can compare with it, maybe in the medium term. David, your stock pick?
You know, I was going for Salesforce when I got the email this morning, what's your stock pick? But I mean, they're up 26%. Not only are they included in the Dow, but they've got incredible results. But as a result of that, this is one you'll know, is Splunk. Splunk is in a similar kind of area to Salesforce. In other words, they're software companies that interrogate data. You know, they interrogate the cloud and they write software that you can utilize, your data as well in a better way to help your business. In other words, they understand business. So Salesforce was my pick, but I mean, having run as hard as they can, have a look at Splunk. And unfortunately, I think Splunk's also up about 7 or 8% today on the back of it. But great businesses and a good area to be in, down the line, despite the fact that we've seen these kind of increases today.
Okay, so Salesforce and Splunk. Okay, I have to look at the second one. Thank you, David, for that stock pick. And thank you, Wayne, for joining us. Thank you, David. That was interesting. Thanks to my guest, David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities and Wayne Makari of FNB Wealth and Investment.